You're looking a bit scurvy-faced. Or you could surrender. Well, that appears decisive. You angry? I still feel undernourished. Oh, she's fine. Left her attending to some details what needed tending to. No worries. Now, if you'd be so kind, I'd be much obliged if you'd drop me off at my ship. With the curse lifted, the heathen god's unholy pact was complete. The island was swallowed into the sea, taking Barbossa, his men, and the treasure along with it, never to be heard from again. As for us, we just barely escaped with our lives so that we might lose them here via the nooses you have so generously provided. With sadly no ship of our own to give chase, William single-handedly and underhandedly commandeered us a vessel. Upon the interceptor, we set forth briskly to effect a rescue. Doldrums. Unfortunate turn of events for your imperiled maiden. You can row if you like. Won't make much difference, but it'd be something to watch. Approaching with oars, a galleon. Likely of the Spanish main. Personally, no. Although I will never willingly return to Barcelona. That is a stolen flag. Overcome with remorse, we are even now on our way to deliver it back. I saw it first. Now. Possible, though improbable. There is still a small army below with his royal incontinence. We need to reach the interceptor and make it likely these lads can't follow. Oh, that's interesting. Tell me you didn't miss me. You look wretched, terrible boy. You should take some pride in your appearance. Well, that would make it difficult to unlock them. My crimes more than make up for it. We're not free yet. They've sealed the exit. After our interlude with the gentlefolk of Spain, we resumed course and sailed to Tortuga in search of a crew. Yes, absolutely. Nolo contendere. I apologize, and since we're on the subject, could you jog my memory as to what exactly... I know that scent. Our first mate. Blessed with a highly inadequate sense of smell. Then you'd be agreeing to be our first mate. Can you find us a crew? One can only hope. Take what you can. Wild guess. I take you to be El Grande, Marty the Dwarf's brother. Every word shiny and pristine. And sore-footed and broken-hearted. Excellent. Then we're square. And we lord you for it. I want you to know I saw that coming. Lock's a bit rusty. Turn, you rotten... lock. In point of fact, that ship belongs to His Majesty the King of England. Why own when you can rent? Saves on maintenance. The situation had turned grim. The heroic-minded Will Turner had become Barbossa's prisoner, while I was marooned yet again on Rum Island, albeit this time with the Lady Elizabeth, which improved the view dramatically. Nevertheless, we had no hope of escape, and so we must make the best of what little time we have. Together. Well then, there is this treasure map. Or we could make the best of what little time we have together. Yo-ho, says I, and fair hunting to ye. If it's treasure you seek, on Rum Island you'll be. To start down the way, breathe deep and stay calm. The entrance is clear, from between two crossed palms. The big ones are often the most timid. Huh, I suppose there are exceptions. Sneaky lads. Admirable, but sneaky. One time I hope to find a treasure that hasn't got a curse on it. Just once. A provocative question requiring thoughtful analysis by someone who cares. What are you doing?